Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he casts out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. If Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it's by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout this third and fourth week of Lent, we focus on the meaning of baptism and how we're called to grow in God's image and likeness, grow in correspondence to God's grace. Yesterday, we focused on God's teaching with both what Jesus said and what Moses said. It was something that first we need to accept as the gift that it is, and then we needed to pass it on as of the first importance. How the Jews do. We see it in today's reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. "This is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. I will be your God and you shall be my people. Walk in the ways that I command you so that you may prosper." But they obeyed not. They didn't pay heed. And then he uses four different body parts, which are just so graphic. They help us to see whether we're loving the Lord with all that we have. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. They turned their backs, not their faces, to me. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. First, they walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. They didn't have love for God, which is one of the reasons why they didn't hear or heed. Second, they turned their backs, not their faces, to the Lord. To turn our face to the Lord, to seek his face, is to be transparent before him, to look him straight in the eyes. To turn the back toward the Lord is a sign of sin at its core, that we don't want to face the Lord, that we're not going in his direction, that we don't love him, that we're not seeking his face. And then a stiff neck. It's a neck that doesn't turn, it's stubborn. It was what the prophets would say about the Jews, you stiff-necked people. They're not docile. They're not capable of being taught. They're like a horse with blinders on that will only see what's in front of them. They won't contextualize it in the least. God said that that was how people responded. Hardened hearts, stiffened necks, and backs rather than faces. We see that that likewise characterized the Pharisees in today's gospel. When Jesus came into the world and worked this incredible miracle of the exorcism of this boy, the boy began to speak. All were amazed, except these people with hardened hearts, stiffened necks, and backs turned toward the incarnate God. They didn't rejoice. They started to accuse him of casting out the devil by the devil himself. And then they were asking him for a sign. How many more signs do you want? Casting out the power of the devil isn't enough. They just weren't going to accept whatever sign he would do because of those sclerotic hearts. So then Jesus laid it all out. He said, Satan wouldn't defeat Satan. Satan's the one who's trying to get us to turn our back toward the Lord, to stiffen our neck and to harden our heart. Why would he ever cast himself out? And you yourselves among the Pharisees, some of you are likewise doing exorcisms by the power of God. If you're doing it by the power of God, why won't you allow that I do the same? But if you're accusing me of doing it by the power of the devil, by whom do your own people cast him out? The Lord came into the world precisely so that we were able to love the Lord with all our heart, so that we would be able to look on God face to face, and so that we would be able to turn with the Lord at all times, which is what to be converted means. And returning to baptism, he gave us this gift, this exorcism, the first day of our Christian life. It's a beautiful prayer. Priest took the oil of catechumens. Your mother loosened your baptismal garment so that the priest could actually get to and anoint you above the heart. Said, Almighty God, you sent your Son into the world to cast out the power of Satan, the spirit of evil, to rescue man from the kingdom of darkness and bring him into the kingdom of light. We pray for this child. The whole church at that moment was praying for you or for me. We pray for this child. Set her, set him free from original sin. Make him a temple of your glory. Send the Holy Spirit to dwell within her. And then the anointing right over the breastplate, to prepare our heart to receive the infusion of God in the grace of baptism. That's what the stronger man has done. Anointed us over the heart so that we could receive his love and love him back. At the same time, help us to turn with the Lord so that we might be able to look at him transparently, sincerely, face to face. Throughout this week, we've seen various ways that we need to turn with the Lord. Again, Monday's reading would have been Naaman. Many of the times we are inattentive to what the Lord actually asks. All of us, if the Lord would ask us to do something really hard, we would do it. But when he asks us, listen, for your salvation and the salvation of the world, what I actually want you to do is what you're supposed to do today, whatever your assignment is today. We might start to complain, no, I want to do something for your kingdom. I want to do something that's going to have the type of impact that seems much bigger. I want to do something else. But just like Naaman washed 7 times in the dirty, heavy water of the Jordan, and was cleansed of his leprosy. So the Lord, through our little activities today, in the eyes of the world, wants to save the world. If we would do the hard thing, why won't we do the easy? But we're resistant to it. We sometimes respond with hardened hearts and stiffened necks. Tuesday we had God's mercy to forgive 70 times, 7 times. And many times we harden our hearts and we stiffen our necks. And we turn our backs to the Lord when he's asking us to forgive a brother or sister who's really hurt us. We refuse. I did it once, we say, when he wants us to do it 70 times, 7 times. And he gives us the blessing of becoming like him precisely through that mercy. But we don't often respond to his grace in those circumstances. We allow that strong man into the house to get us to turn a stony heart toward this person who needs mercy. Yesterday we talked about his teaching, how important it is for us to be able to receive his teaching as the real gift it is, and to have a deep, 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 deep hunger for it. Today in the gospel, in the responsorial psalm, we'll look at Psalm 95, with which we basically begin our prayer every day. Today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A lot of the times our routine response to God's voice is a hardened heart and a deaf ear. Not because we're unwilling, but because we're just too routinized. We don't listen deeply enough to what the Lord is asking. We don't see it as the truth that will set us free. The words, every syllable of which leads us to eternal life and for which we should hunger. The Lord wants us turning our faces and our necks and our hearts toward him when he speaks, so that he'll never say about us, this is what I commanded my loved ones, listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Walk in the ways I command, so that I may be your God, you may be my people, and you may prosper. Throughout these 2 weeks focused on our baptism, we remember what the Lord has done. And he, as that stronger man, wants to come and help us to accomplish the full fruit of the seeds he has planted. Today at this Mass, as in every Mass, we go up to receive him. We turn our faces toward him straight on. We turn our necks docilely toward whatever he teaches. And we recognize that we're going to be turning around every time somebody says father or sister today. And we should respond with love when someone does. And then most importantly, with a heart that loves like the heart we're about to receive. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Praise be Jesus Christ.